This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Peter Wilson, and you're listening to The Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
Welcome, Peter, to Joy.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you for asking me.
That's all right. Now, of course, you were here, when was Intoxicated released? It was...
November.
Yes. Mm. So it's been like a while since had you in the studio.
It's been a while.
We've played Intoxicated about 100 times since then. I'm sure it's way up my iTunes playlist at home.
I've heard that and Stereo a lot.
Been very popular on Joy, the two tracks, of course, Intoxicated and Stereo.
Yeah.
You must have been pretty happy with how it's going so far.
Extremely. I really am. And, what can I say? I'm surprised by it, but I am very happy.
Now, you released your first album back in 2007, so it's been 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's now 2011, and you've just released the new album, Stereo, which I have in my hot little hand here because it arrived in the post today all the way from the UK for me, so I was very excited that you were in my box when I got home.
I was in your box.
Why now? Why have you suddenly decided that now in 2011 is a good time to go and record a new album?
Well, I wasn't going to, really. I think that after the album came out, the Follow Me album came out, I was really concentrating on the writing and production. We've done that for Amanda Lear, we've done it for Nikki French and for Haywood, and among other people, Samantha Fox. And I don't know, I had the opportunity to collaborate with Matt Pop on Intoxicated. We were so pleased with the result. And then we had people like Pete Hammond from PWL and then Dave Ford and Ian Kuno as well. Jump on board, and it was always my dream to work with them since I was a kid, so it happened and it just sort of fell into place, and it just eventuated into a 10-track album.
So obviously it started with Intoxicated. You went and recorded that. Did the album sort of need to take a direction after that? Did you sort of sit down and think, well, this is where I want the album to go, or did you sort of write a whole lot of songs and sort of think, well, these will do and these don't? Was there a sort of a flow or a process to it? Or
no, Intoxicated, I loved the sound of that so much that I decided, okay, I want to do an 80s-inspired album. Matt's fantastic at what he does, but also mixes the new sounds with the old.
Because this is definitely a pop album.
Oh, I love. I'm so proud of the album. I love every track that's on there. But also with, of course, my obsession with Stock Aitken and Waterman and working with Pete and with Dave and Ian. Who better to do an 80s-inspired album than the Masters, who had all those hits? So, you know, it was obvious that we wanted that an 80s album was going to be the theme.
And future plans?
Well, releasing another single, which I think we're going to play soon.
Yep.
And I'm gigging, actually. I'm launching the album next Friday at the Greyhound, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Now, that is Friday the 22nd,
if I think
right,
from 10 o'clock.
Part of the Friday Night Project.
I am. I certainly am.
Down at the Greyhound in St Kilda. Now, what are you going to be performing, or is it a bit of a secret? Or
well, I'm doing Stereo, the single, a different mix of it, which Matt Pop did, and a little bit of a surprise.
A little bit of a surprise.
We like that. Mm.
Now, we're going to play what you think is going to be the next single, which is 24/7.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is my favourite, I must say.
Is it?
Because it was written by Mike Stock.
Stock and Aitken, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be able to say that sentence. My next single is written by Stock and Aitken.
We're going to come back and talk about that
after
we've played the single, but here it is. It's Peter Wilson on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're in the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, your weekly guide to the music industry. A bit of a Kiwi and Aussie special tonight, and we're very lucky to have in studio Peter Wilson, who has just released his brand new album, Stereo. Peter, we just heard that track, 24/7. Which was written by some rather famous people.
Yes, it was written by Stock and Aitken.
Now, for people that don't know who Stock Aitken were, they have done a huge amount of hits for a huge amount of people.
They have.
Including all of Kylie's early hits, Jason Donovan, Sonia.
Rama, Rick Astley.
Mel and Kim, the list goes on and on.
It's crazy.
You manage to get one of their songs?
Oh, I pushed and I pushed and I pushed until I got what I wanted. I'd been in contact with Pete Hammond at a very early age, when I was 16, 17, I used to call PWL almost daily, running up my parents' phone bill, you know, begging to be signed. It never happened. But he remembered me. We stayed in contact. And so we eventually talked about working together, and the same goes for Dave Ford and Ian Kuno. And I'd also been in contact with Mike Stock about a couple of projects that were not anything to do with me, just I think it was to do with Haywood that we talked about something. And I thought, well, why not just ask for a song? And I sure as hell got one, and that was 24/7. So I was just amazed by how hospitable he was. And then what was great was when they gave me the song, I was able to, you know, tweak a couple of lyrics here and there. There's a couple of lines in there that, you know, are mine, but, you know, it's a big, big, big honour to get a song, and it's actually a good song. I'm so proud of the way that it turned out.
It certainly is very catchy.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you think so.
And that's the new single, 24/7. Mm,
it is.
And some great remixes coming as well.
Yep. Matt Pop's just finished the radio and the club mix, which is it's more current. So that was a bit of an 80s sort of throwback, that mix. Dave and Ian did that. Dave and Ian Curnow produced that. To give it the authentic PWL sound. But Matt Pop's done a mix, very, very snap, very, very sort of got a bit of 90s in there as well. And Paralox, a Melbourne dance outfit, Paralox, who I worked with years ago, a long time ago, and I'm very, very happy to be working with him again on this little one. And we're also thinking there might be an album track that might be getting a Pete Hammond remix. I'm not sure yet, but working very hard on it.
Fingers crossed for that one.
Yes.
Of course, Pete Hammond did produce one of the other tracks on the album.
He did.
Who's done a great big long stomping remix of it. Well, tell us about that track.
You Better Not Fool Around. Is that what? Yeah, You Better Not Fool Around. That was recorded in 85 mm-hmm. with Haywood, and Stock Aitken Waterman wrote that. I don't think it was a hit in the UK for her, but we've worked together myself with Haywood. We've done an album for her, which is coming out later on this year, and I asked her to do BVs on it, and she kindly agreed. And so Pete Hammond gave it the Mel and Kim treatment, and Haywood actually likes my version the best. And I'm so proud of that. I'm really proud.
Now, in the credits, you say this album is my little 80s tribute.
It is.
What were you doing in the 80s?
I was doing
and what was so good about the 80s that you wanted to do a tribute to the
80s? The music was the best. There's nothing like that, you know.
I agree with you. I'm not.
I grew up, you know, I don't know, going to Brash's and buying all the latest 12-inch singles, and it was always SAW or something of the 80s disco genre that I would buy. I don't know, it was a great time just growing up. I was, growing up as a geeky kid in high school, playing around on the keyboards, not playing sport, but I had a great time in the 80s, so... Best music in the world, so I had to do this album for that, you know, to make it sound like that. It's the most me, I think.
Because the album, even though there's some major influences from the 80s, it's still very now. And
Of
course, Intoxicated and Stereo sound amazing on the radio. Mm. And Joy's been thrashing the two tracks, which has been fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're working with some other people, aren't you, in Melbourne? Sammy Paul, I think.
For production. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an unbelievably brilliant singer called Sammy Paul. She's done lots of vocals and gigs around town over the years. And we decided recently to work on an album together. Chris and myself, our production company, are doing an album with her. We've done 8 tracks. We're doing, got 2 to go. And we're actually producing one with Matt Pop and one with Dave Ford from PWL. So that's going to be great. So that's nearly finished. We finish recording next weekend.
Because I read one of your posts on Facebook and you said she just nails it very quickly. Oh,
in and out. It's crazy. Yeah. We can nail 3 songs in 2 hours. It's great. She rocks up. She's excited about the project. She's professional. The vocal is amazing. I sit there and, you know, listening to her delivery, and it just makes me... Oh, so proud, so proud. I can't wait for that album to come out. It's very different to the whole Stock Aitken Waterman sound. It's very electro, a bit of rock in there, but of course some dance, but, you know, very different to my album, I think.
Sounds fantastic, yeah.
You've also been doing some work on, we're just running a new song for Nikki French.
Two songs, yeah.
She on the comeback trail? What's
she
doing?
Is. Well, she's done a series of CD singles, releases in the UK, on my label, Energize in the UK.
Okay.
And we've done a track with her called In the Heat of the Night, another track called Love to Call My Own. And that's coming out, I think, on the 25th on iTunes. But we wrote both tracks. And we're doing a third song with her in the next couple of weeks as well. So that's hopefully going to make an album, which is, I can't wait. Nikki's great as well. She's very funny, lots of fun. She's a great one.
I think that's doing out here, actually. She needs to come.
She would love to. She would so love to. I was speaking to her maybe about 2 months ago on the phone, and she's any excuse to get over here. She'd love to come here.
I want to come back to your album for just a couple more questions.
Yeah.
You've got a few writing credits on the album yourself. Yep. Is there anything, any personal songs on the album that you've written out of personal experience, or are they just all pop songs that...
Predominantly pop songs. I'm driven by melodies as opposed to lyrics mainly. There's one song, Walk the Night, which is very... I guess it's, you know, well, it's 1985. The first time I had a crush was maybe 1985. So I changed it to 1984 because it sounds better. I guess it sings better. And, you know, I would listen to the radio and all that kind of stuff and think about all that stuff. So that's little autobiographical. But there's another one called One, which is a little more personal. And that turned out quite well.
Excellent. Yes. Now, you're signed to Energize Records in the UK.
Yeah.
So if people want to get the album, the physical copy of the album, like I've got in my hot little hand here,
yeah,
they need to go to...
They would need to go to energizerecords.com. And the good thing about the physical copy is it's a double disc with bonus remixes. So as opposed to the iTunes version, which will be 16 tracks, the physical copy will be... Disc one will be the album plus the Dave Ford mix of Intoxicated and the Matt Pop mix of Stereo. And then disc two has got a bunch of remixes from the album and a track we wrote for Amanda Lear, actually, which didn't end up on her new album. We wrote a whole bunch of songs for that album, one of which will make it, but this one didn't, so I wanted it to be heard. And that's only on the bonus disc.
So energizerecords.com is where we can get the physical copy. And it's online on iTunes on Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
So if you want to download it, hop online, support some great local Melbourne talent. Peter, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
On the Sound Museum.
If people want to see you perform the album, where do they go?
Greyhound. That will be at the Greyhound next Friday, the 22nd of July from 10 p.m. Doing two tracks, one of which will be... it's going to be a little bit of a mega mix of the album tracks, so that should be fun.
I'm just playing in the background here. You've probably noticed the instrumental of Intoxicated.
Oh, yeah.
It's really quite good.
I love it.
It doesn't need your vocals at all.
I agree. Matt loves this. Actually, the original version before I put my vocals on it, and we both loved it so much, and I wanted it to be heard in its original form, so we put it on there.
Because we haven't listened to all the remixes yet, because it only arrived in the mailbox tonight. So I shall be doing that tomorrow. I should be going to the gym and playing it through the iPod or something.
And your personal favourite's Tell Me the Truth, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And now you've done two remixes of that for me, so I'm very happy.
The one that I didn't write, out of the three songs I didn't write, that's your favourite.
It's just your vocal on it.
It's all
about your vocal.
Thank you.
We are going to play one more song off the album Stereo, though, and the one you've chosen is Heartbeat.
Heartbeat Fast, yeah.
This was in contention for a single, wasn't it?
But it was, and possibly is. This is one we're looking at getting some remixes done, and I'm hoping we can get Pete Hammond on it. So this is one of my favourites, and it was one that I wrote initially over here for somebody else, which didn't take the song, but that's fine. And then we changed it into what it is today, and Matt Pop did a great production on it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good luck for the album.
Thank you very much.
Of course, it's available if you want the physical copy at Energize Records. If you want the digital copy, it's out on Monday.
And I'll be seeing you guys next Friday.
Absolutely. We'll be there. We'll be waving our pink tutus at the front of the stage.
And me.
At the Greyhound Hotel in St Kilda. Not this Friday, but the following Friday. So we will mention it again next week, which is the 22nd.
And I have very lovely boy dancers. I know they're listening. Hello, boys.
They're not us.
Hello.
We're not.
Manny and Dom. Hello. Yeah.
Just need to point out that Leo and I are not the hot boy dancers.
No.
We're just the cheer squad at the front.
Manny and Dom are a lot hotter than us.
They're going to make me look very good.
Yeah. We're the support crew or something like that. Have we got official titles, Leo? You know,
what
we're
do
just
mean?
Support or something.
We're
the cheer squad. The
part of Peter's entourage.
We're the drinks bitches.
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
We can hold your umbrella or something.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
We will, of course, continue to play lots of tracks from the album Stereo. So all the best
thank
for
you.
It.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.